Today on the Tech Bytes podcast, sponsored by Palo Alto Networks, we examine how SASE is being adopted and deployed by enterprise customers. And what does the integration of networking and security mean for teams that need to operate the solution? We'll talk with Palo Alto Networks about SASE as a transformative technology for networking and security, how SD-WAN is evolving, some common SASE pain points, and how Prisma SD-WAN and Prisma SASE can address current and future requirements for connectivity and security. Our guest is Mayuri Kulkarni, Director of Product Management for Prisma SD-WAN and Prisma SASE. Mayuri, welcome to the podcast. So there's a couple of ways organizations can approach SASE. There's kind of the network-led effort or the security-led effort. Can you walk us through these two approaches and how they differ?
Thanks, Drew, for having me on the podcast. So first, let me talk about the network-led SASE transformation. We typically see this led by the SD-WAN motion, where customers want to modernize their branch networks. They want to optimize their traffic for better performance, application resilience, as well as best user experience. Uh-huh. So typically when with this simplified networking approach, when customers embark on their SASE journey, what they are trying to do is lay the foundation for the networking infrastructure and then add the security parameters and the security constructs into this SASE parlance. Now, the second transformation we see is a security-led SASE transformation. Here, it is all led by the security teams, where Zero Trust Network Access, or ZTNA, Twig, CASB, Firewall as a Service, all of these security services are offered as a cloud-delivered security, mostly for mobile users to application connectivity. So it starts with mobile users trying to access the applications, security services laid in the cloud, and also branch connectivity to different applications. But here, it can be a multi-vendor solution, or networking comes in as an added layer after all the security constructs are put in place. So in a nutshell, networking and security-led motions, both of them are in play, but the care abouts and the key parameters where SD-WAN or SSE plays a role are different, but both are leading to the same unified policy and unified SASE construct.
In my world of doing WAN administration, I would think first about connectivity, because I'm a network guy at heart, right? That's the thing that matters to me the most. I want to connect people in the most efficient way possible, the fastest way possible, of course, working within those budget constraints. And SD-WAN as a technology was great for that. Now, as we've evolved into SASE, to get the security stuff, I would do some security work too, right? I was a network guy first with security responsibilities. But then there'd be those opportunities to work with the security team, because they had these things that they wanted to deliver, these services they wanted to deliver. And isn't it interesting how SASE has gotten to this place where both of those teams end up at the same place, at the same result?
That is true. And what the interesting trend we are seeing is, a lot of the times it's a CISO-driven or a CIO-driven transformation where they want both the networking teams and the security teams to come together and solve for the business needs, solve for connectivity, solve for security, user to application, whether they are mobile users, branch users, app to app communication and security. So all of these are now interestingly converging into a single platform-based solution with SASE. Yep.
Yeah, so you've got the full integrated SASE solution. That's Prisma Access, Prisma SD-WAN. You've got a Prisma Access agent, a Prisma Access browser. How does all that come together in the solution?
Yeah, so let me start by saying that this is really an exciting time for Prisma SD-WAN and Prisma SASE, because Gartner recently released the 2025 Magic Quadrant for SASE platforms. And Palo Alto Networks emerged as the leader for the third consecutive year with the highest ranking in the ability to execute. So this, in turn, talks about our pioneering effort and the ability to execute in this market. To your point, Drew, we have a platformization approach, and we started on this journey ahead of the industry, wherein we brought together Prisma SD-WAN, Prisma Access, and then we added Prisma Access Browser and the Prisma Access Agent to encompass all the use cases around security, connectivity, whether it is branch to application or mobile user to application, We also started with managed devices, unmanaged devices, browsers. And now all of this is, if you think about it, there's a digital experience or an embedded ADEM into all of these different components, so that not only do we provide security and connectivity, we also provide best user experience. So a really good example of a customer using our solution for a network-led SASE transformation is that of Racetrack. So Racetrack started on their SD-WAN journey by bringing up more than 800 sites across the entire globe. They were able to achieve 99.99% of payment system uptime, 99% reduction in their trouble tickets after they deployed Prisma SD-WAN. Now, building on this success, they did see the value of a unified platform, and now they are on their way to enforcing policies, and they are on their way to onboarding with Prisma Access for a unified SASE solution.
So, Mayur, you said something interesting there about ADEM, which is about digital experience monitoring or digital experience management. Can you talk about what that is and how it's folded into this platform?
ADEM, or Autonomous Digital Experience Management. When I say it is embedded, the ADEM agent is running into each and every component of our SASE platform. So there's an ADEM agent running on the Prisma Access browser. There's an agent or a component running on our Prisma Access agent. Then there is an ADEM agent running on our SD-WAN ION devices. So we get the end-to-end perspective and the end-to-end user experience across all of these different layers of the network. And our Strata Cloud Manager, which is the centralized management portal, provides the end-to-end visibility across all of these different layers of the network. And not only that, we are adding more AI-powered capabilities into the ADEM, so we can actually have more predictive analytics. We can actually do a whole lot of correlation, incident correlation, root cause analysis, whether a user is trying to access an application, a browser is trying to access a specific application. And now we are also going into the space of SD-WAN devices acting as IoT sensors. So we can actually also identify that there are devices within your branch network which are trying to access these applications. So it comes together, all of these different components come together with the best user experience provided through this integrated ADEM.
All right, Mira, we've been talking about SASE, but it all started with SD-WAN. And back in the day, SD-WAN was like the thing. Everybody was really excited about it. It was a big, big market. Everyone's it had everybody's attention. But it does feel like SD-WAN's kind of disappeared behind SASE as a term. And SD-WAN's like, just a thing. It's part of it, whatever. But is SD-WAN as a technology still exciting? Is it still evolving?
You make a very interesting point, Ethan. So I'm going to start off by quoting one of Gartner's recent comments around SD-WAN, wherein they say that 70% of the net new SD-WAN deployments by 2028 are going to be led by a SASE-led motion. Now, having said that, SD-WAN as a technology has, been around for more than a decade. But I think overall, it is transformed from a disruptive alternative for MPLS technologies to a strategic building block for secure and cloud-delivered networking and for SASE. Let me elaborate a bit more on what kind of trends we are seeing in the market, right? So as I said, convergence between security and networking, convergence of SD-WAN into SASE, platform consolidation. So we do see customers and buyers increasingly wanting to combine SD-WAN, SSE, adjacent technologies like multi-cloud networking or WAN, LAN features, managing all of those through a platform approach. We do see AI-powered automation. So a lot of SD-WAN solutions are innovating on embedded AI for automation of the network and for network efficiency. And here, all the correlation, the automated configuration, proactive remediation, incident detection, and then AI-powered troubleshooting. These are some of the innovations happening right in the SD-WAN solutions as a technology. right? And we are also seeing a lot of multi-cloud networking technologies and problems being solved by SD-WAN. So not just a user to app, but app to app or cloud to cloud connectivity, all of that are getting embedded into the SD-WAN fabric now. And of course, digital experience monitoring and advanced visibility. I think SD-WAN devices sit at a very strategic point within your network because they can see the entire, you know, fabric of the WAN fabric. They can see your branch networks, right? They can see what users are doing in the branch, what kind of devices are there in the branch with the proliferation of IoT devices, edge AI capabilities. So it is at a vantage point at this point of time where it can not only get the entire visibility, but it plays a critical role in enablement of SASE.
Well, another point you made there was about combining platforms, the platform consolidation. Now, back in the day, it was you buy point solutions. You buy a tool that does this and then another tool that does this other thing. And then, oh, we got this other problem. Oh, here's a startup that just invented a new tool for that. And the tool sprawl gets to be unmanageable, particularly when you can't integrate the outputs of those tools. And so that combined platform feature is interesting, especially in the context of look at where your SD-WAN box is sitting on the edge of the network and the conversations it gets to see, the conversations that it's privy to and what it can analyze. It is well positioned to do that and to be that combined platform.
For sure. And we do see customers who start off with point solutions running into these issues. These are some of the pain points we see customers experiencing if they are using point solutions, where they spend a whole lot of time in addressing the visibility gaps with inconsistent policies and overall a difficult management experience from their entire tool set, management of tool set point of view.
So we've been talking about SASE as, you know, an integration of networking and security. And that's great, but someone said to me recently that it's hard to get networking and security teams to work well together because networking wants to deliver the packet, security wants to drop it. And that's, yes, an oversimplification, but what are the tensions or the pain points that can arise when you're trying to integrate networking and security, particularly, I think, from an operational perspective?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I'll come back to one of the statements which I made before, right? The first pain point we see customers encountering is around stitching together different point solutions. They try to solve the networking problems with a certain solution, but then stitching the information that a networking tool provides you with the information that, let's say, a security policy is providing you with another vendor, stitching together all of that information in a single visibility console is one of the pain points we see customers encountering.
So networking might be looking at one set of interfaces or one set of GUIs, and security is looking at another set, and neither of the two shall meet, kind of a thing.
Yes, and just a simple example, right? Like, we do flow captures, and as networking people, we, you know, day in and day out look at TCP dumps and packet captures. Now, if that same packet is going from an SD-WAN network into an SSE cloud, right, into an SSE security service, if there's a security policy which is dropping that flow, just imagine how long it'll take for somebody to figure out, just through the packet capture and, let's say, through networking tools, to figure out that there's a security policy which is actually dropping the packets of this flow versus a single unified platform which provides that end-to-end visibility, that there's a flow which started from a branch network, it went through these SD-WAN devices, it got redirected to a SASE node, and there's a security policy which is dropping this. It makes life so much easy.
Yeah, that visibility is shared across both teams, so you get that benefit of all eyes on sort of a common view.
Exactly. The other pain point we see is, you know, latency. Like, customers feel that if I have to route traffic from certain branches to certain security POPs, what happens to my latency? Will my applications and will my user experience be different? And this is where functionalities like app acceleration, which we have built in, integrated into our SASE platform, come into play. So we do ensure that as The security processing is happening. The latency problem is solved, not just within the network world, but also in the application world. Mm. So we do a whole lot of, you know, application performance optimization ingrained as part of the SASE solution.
Is that application performance optimization happening on the networking side or within the security stack that you've built out that all of this traffic has to run through?
Yeah, so we have a very interesting approach. We started supporting the application acceleration with Prisma SD-WAN standalone, and we do have support for it through SASE, right, through our POP location. So customers have a choice. If they are starting off with an SD-WAN as part of their SASE journey, they do have a choice of doing application acceleration at a network layer or at an application layer. Mm-hmm. The packets are still going through our application acceleration nodes, which are sitting at the POP location, but it is a turnkey feature for customers. So what I mean by that is customers do not need a head-end solution like a typical WAN optimization solution, right? Mm-hmm. They do not need a head-end device. We optimize for SaaS applications directly, which is a direct internet application from the branch into the internet.
Yeah, that's interesting because I am thinking to back in those old days of WAN acceleration, you kind of needed a device at each end and that's more expensive, but you're saying this is kind of built into the solution.
It is. And that is solving for a whole lot of network application latency problems that we see customers running into.
So, you know, looking ahead, looking over the horizon at, you know, future threats, evolving network demands, what's Palo Alto Networks doing or thinking about to make sure that Prisma SASE can kind of be there or meet these requirements as they emerge?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. And I think it gets to the heart of our strategy because as we are seeing, network threats are evolving. Security is getting more and more complicated with the advent of AI and agent-to-agent communication itself, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look at it first from a security-led perspective. And of course, as Palo Alto Networks, we have security embedded at all stages of the network, all stages of the user experience and application experience. Our philosophy here is that of proactive defense rather than reactive defense. And so by embedding precision AI into all our core platforms, including the Prisma AIRS platform, which we recently launched, to provide a secure access for all kinds of AI ecosystems for agent-to-agent communication, protecting the agents and protecting the Gen AI models themselves. These are some of the security innovations that we are looking at, right? And we do see a whole lot of use cases evolve around future-proofing for this generation of AI application-to-application communication.
Yeah, it seems like that is a rich ground for potential security issues when you're thinking about authorization, authentication, access to sensitive resources with all these agents running around doing things, not to mention wanting to make sure the network performance is there.
Absolutely. And we are at the forefront of all of these innovations. And we do see the market evolving with more and more use cases around DLP and DSPM, all the use cases around these security parlance. I'll talk about also how work is changing. Now, we do see that with all the Gen AI tools that are being accessed through the browser is also being exposed to security vulnerabilities. Your data is being exposed to security vulnerabilities. So the Prisma Access browser is very well positioned to secure all the pathways for a browser accessing different kinds of applications, and not only your traditional applications, but the Gen AI apps as well. And on the networking side, we believe that, of course, flexibility, connectivity, resilience, and future-proofing of the network for the emerging use cases around IoT security, edge AI use cases, multi-cloud networking, all of that through a distributed policy enforcement model is where we see the industry going.
So to wrap up, it seems like the big takeaway here is this integration of the networking and security and what Palo Alto Networks is able to do here.
That is correct. We believe that both networking and security are poised for a deeply integrated solution through SASE. Again, I'm going to make a point, it will be through a unified management console with entire end-to-end visibility, and of course, AI-powered troubleshooting and an AI-powered platform.
Well, thank you, Mayuri, for joining us, and thanks to Palo Alto Networks for being a sponsor. If this conversation has piqued your interest, you can go to paloaltonetworks.com/sassy/sd-wan and paloaltonetworks.com/sassy to get more information. And as always, thank you for listening. Just a reminder that if you enjoyed this episode, there are many more fine free technical podcasts and our community blog and our community Slack group. It's all at packetpushers.net. You can follow us on LinkedIn, hear us on Spotify, and rate us on Apple Podcasts. Last but not least, remember that too much networking would never be enough.